and of Daniel in the lion's den. Have you read of Job in all of his afflictions? How he kept faith to the end. God is the world's best doctor. He can save and he can heal. I know he is. Yes, he is. All right with me.
He's all right.
Yes, he is
with me.
Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. We just heard the always amazing Swan Silver Tones stand up and testify. And now we're going to turn the tables a little bit and hear one of the classics of Holy Fuzz Jesus Gospel music from the early 1970s. This is the Search Party doing The News Is You. And I think we're going to ping pong around in the gospel spectrum today and come in later and talk about what we heard. Thanks again for listening.
You heard him say that it's the same with me. gonna reap just what you sow. You got to reap just what you sow. Sown on the mountain, down in the valley, you got to reap just what you sow. Now listen, brothers and sisters, I want all nations to know the story I'm about to tell now is true. You gotta reap just what you sow, just to show you born to die. If you sow it in the dark, you got to reap it in the light. I can recall just a number of years ago down in old Virginia, Brother Jones had a very fine home. As time moved on, God blessed Brother Williams with a fine home, one of his near neighbors and his best friends, with four or five small children. As time moved on, Brother Williams' house was burnt down to ashes. Nobody never knew the cause. Nobody never knew how it happened. But in them days, the old people used to live very close to God. And one morning at the breakfast table, I heard old Ain Tamer say, "Since Brother Williams' house was burned down, Brother Jones, he don't look right. Brother Jones, he don't talk right. Brother Jones, he don't act right. Something's wrong, just as sure you born to die." As time moved on, Brother Jones got down sick for a long time. Went away to skin and bone. One night just before dawn, he sung out, "Oh, Mamie," called his wife, "come here, honey, to the bedside. I want you to go down yonder and tell Brother William," I said, "to come here. I can't want to die, but I can't die until I see him. I want to put my arms around him and tell him the dirty things that I did. Then I want to beg him for forgiveness. Because it's getting dark in this room. Then I believe a little talk with Jesus gonna make it right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. I know it's all right. Then right. Talk with Jesus makes it right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. God knows it's all right. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It's all 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 right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. All right, God knows all right. Then just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Well, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. God knows all right. Then just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It's all 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 right. Lord, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. Yes, it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
That's all right.
Something like that.
I mean, you couldn't have lived in the place that you've lived. I don't care how much you moved away from and kept yourself with good people without seeing a lot of this and hearing a lot of this in your life, you know. And For instance, did any Negro in York County ever try to vote in your part of the Georgia?
And there votes there.
No, but I mean in the old days.
Oh, no, not to my knowledge. I never heard of it. I heard about this voting business in Longhorns not too long back, but not no voting. Because they weren't even talking about nothing like that. I don't guess they were afraid to mention it, maybe. I ain't heard about nothing like that. No voting. They paid tax or some kind of head tax and road tax, but they quit that now. You know, at that time. Because my uncle didn't have to pay none at all. Never did pay none. Because he was too tall. And that was the law. That is the law.
Too tall?
Mm-hmm. You know, 7 feet. Yeah, 7 feet. No, not to vote, to pay tax.
Pay tax?
He had to pay no head tax, no road tax. I guess he had to pay tax on his food stuff if he was living now to buy it, but he didn't have to pay no tax. He was the tallest guy in that country. You can get this. You can get 7 feet, you don't pay.
Were there any people in your county who ever, sort of, any Negroes who ever fought back against the treatment?
Against it. Oh yeah, plenty of them fight. You hear talk of them, you know, fight the people, you know, not say the treatment they got, but from the, if they come in and try to beat them up or something like that, you know, some of them fight for their life and get if they get killed. And if they have to run away, I heard talk of plenty of them doing that way, you know. Leaving the place because they had to hit that man. I had to beat him up. And they leave. There's a man in Fitzgerald that was a policeman. He walked bent over, almost face to the ground, because the man broke his back.
How did that happen?
I don't know how it happened, but he told us that the colored man broke his back. He's still with the policeman, and then he's scared of him. And he, in a way of speaking, though, he didn't lie no more chance no more. He said, you know, he'd rather shoot. And his back was broke. Colored man broke his back for arresting him for nothing. So anyway, I'd say that. So this day, always with some of them. So somebody's going to do something sometime. But some of us better leave you. Go on away from around. And some of them really will fight back. And some of them fight back and go on to that next white person. Tell him about that white person to back up for him. You know, go and talk to him. We'll let him bother. It's just been good and bad all the way, too, you see. Some of them better than others. And some of them had to keep going because all of them hooped together. But you, some of the people that work with different people, been around different white people, know them well enough, believe it, that they wouldn't let them others bother. And they would have been telling many people that did that.
Well, what did most of the trouble come up about?
I don't know. That's anything they want to. That's anything that they want to. That's true. If they want to do it. And all the guys, especially when they know that you, it says self-financial, if you're working and go have a good crop, a good farm, if they dirty, what, they pick out something, man. Just pick at you. Sometimes they go along the roadside and pick at you, chunk things at you. Just get something, see? That's all. That's anything they want to.
Started.
That's right. It's anything they want to.
Well, why didn't they want you to have a good crop? I don't know.
Well, some of them does. Some of them really do. Some of them will give you and help you with anything you got in the city you had. Because we worked that way, all the way up. Never had no trouble with no farming, but we had so many people to come to our, come on the place where we at. You know, they wait different places 5 and 6 years and longer. Ain't had nothing, never had nothing. Every year they come out, you know, nothing, see? You know, and then they just quit. Or either, sometimes they said about $200-$300 there, come on and get this man to pay that. Just to get rid of them, you know? A lot of them. And so I walk out. And so that's what, and they died, all of them that way. All of them not that way.
No.
Some of them really would give you enough to go on. And as I tell the folks around St. Simon, I said, I'm satisfied with one thing. The pizza is enough to keep them stealing. And so, a lot of them sure give them enough to keep them stealing. But and some of them, you know, and don't have to go take it. And a lot of them colored people that I know, I heard talk of, and know one or two, said they're not going to steal anything. Just go and take it. Then wait for it enough. Just go ahead and take it and tell them I'm taking it. You see? Well, that's plain enough. That's all. Well, you get that way, so you call who you're taking from, you may have to wait to change that. Just go ahead and take it. That's go, yeah, I'm hungry and I'm going to have some meat. And I know in two stores, that damn picture, two men did that. They didn't invest them. So when you get some weight, then you come back and pay me. And they don't have it. And they don't have more bottomless, you know, because they told me it's hungry. But some of them, you have arrested. And you want to kick them out and beat them up, see? That's right. And so that's the way it goes. It's just good and bad. So you let him come in and take her. He said, well, I'll see he was home. I'll see you in a minute. And he was home. So I let him have it. And then they dominate the person that they work with, you see? And no doubt, see, you got a friend somewhere out there in the country, you like him well, you tell him about that person, you get that same man to go work with. Because he was honest, he didn't steal it, he took it. He was going to take it, bold to your face, that's all. And one colored man went into the post office there in Fitzgerald a long time ago, broke in there. And when the man opened the post office, he was sitting down there. He asked him what he done, he said, I broke him so he can put me in jail. I'm telling you, because I ain't got no work to do, and I'm hungry, and I don't want to steal nothing. I just want you to arrest me. And they call all them people there together, and they'll think, talk with him, and they'll think, got him a good job and a nice little farm. Had a wife and three children. But they put me in jail. But you know, if you put him in jail, they're going to take care of the wife. See? So that's what he did. Now, that's his honest confession. All the money, they said, there wasn't nothing moved, nothing touched. He was sitting down.
Yonder come day,
yonder come day,
day that broke. Gonna come day.
Was a dying day.
Gonna come day.
Was a dying day.
Gonna come day.
Day down through the end of my soul. Gonna come day.
Leslie, when you were listening to preachers preach about hellfire, because they do preach about hellfire until it gets hot in the wintertime in some of those churches, don't they? The old-time preachers.
Oh, preach about hell all the time.
What?
Preach about hell all the time, so there's no way to get around it.
I know, but they, in the old days, they really preached about hell, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Did they make you actually see it and feel it?
No, not really. I'm just scared of it. Because, well, you know, for a long time, we thought, at least I thought, that hell was a place that you go to, you know, when you leave here. You go to hell and just burn and burn and burn. And when it said different folks that go to hell, you know, or die, you know, wicked or something like that, I would think that they just going on to hell and burning up, just burning and burning. It makes you feel kind of bad that way, see. I used to think that, sure enough, you know. But I just know better now, you see. So, but you're not in hell until time comes. You're in hell, all right, but not hell fire, you know, because the world ain't on fire.
And so that's Does everybody go to hell?
Yeah. No, everybody going to have a little hell before you get to heaven. that's written, there's nothing but sickness. Troubles in mind or something, you're going to have a little hell, you're going to get by everything on flour, bread, and weed. But what I meant, I used to think that they was in the real hell, you know. How the folks preached it, you know, and really talked it. Seemed like when you died, you're right on in hell and, you know, in eternal hell I'm talking about. When the resurrection comes, the Bible says, at the last days, then this here earth to be burned. This here is hell. Yeah. And a new heaven. This is what John saw, see. So I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And so so you will be burning, you know. You got to be burning. You got to be suffering, punishing because God's word's right. But you're not burning up in the eternal hell because you ain't got the second death. The second death is
you mean you don't believe that when wicked people die, they go right straight to hell?
I don't, not eternal hell.
But they go there until resurrection?
That's right. They go and suffer in hell, you know, until resurrection. So they're in outer darkness, so the Bible says. See, they're in outer darkness, see? And in hell.
So they do go and burn.
They'll be in hell until the burn. Until
what happens to people who don't go to hell until resurrection? Where do they go?
And you see, only point and the only thing I ever read of and ever can understand is that we go where Jesus prepared for us. And where is that? Well, see, God had done made the heaven and done made the earth and the fullness thereof. And Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you.
Well, you go to heaven then, don't you?
Hmm? The heaven was already prepared.
So you go to heaven when you die?
You go to a heaven. Yeah, a heaven. That's right. Because Jesus said, where I am is heaven also. See? And I'm going to prepare a place for you. See? And where I be, you be also. See? And then, but he didn't have to prepare heaven because heaven was already made. See? And God said he's going to move his heaven up higher, you know, when this whole earth began to start, you see? And then in other words again, heaven is not to the kingdom. You know. You see when you come in that front room there, you're not in the living room. See? You're not to the kingdom. And so because he said he's sitting on the throne, way above the heavens. And so but anyway, you have to be in a resting place and waiting until the final day. And it says seen just as a day, you know. As all those folk were gone, Moses and John and Elijah, not Elijah, but Elijah, and all the others, that's going on, when we all rise together, it seems just as a day, So he said, because this is your took a nap or something. Just as a day. And because he said the whole time not but a day with him. You think about that. And then he said, this world, that mean here, says coming, that coming a time that the day is going to burn as a oven. The whole day, you see. Then they bump every root and branch of sin. Not one stone left upon another. And then after the 1,000 years is over, and then they wonder, what is 1,000 years? How long 1,000 years is? Who knows? The souls will be burning. You see, the hellfire people will be burning then. See, that 1,000 years. And then it goes on and says, 1,000 years may come and go. You see? May come and go. They say, why? But then God said, after 1,000 years and not but a day with him. See? So that's what we don't know. How soon it'll be, how not. Because it says 6 months. You see him? Now, like everything he said, yeah, but it doesn't come to pass. It's coming on fast and fast. And the horses, chariots, you know, as you said, that was coming, and the men who, you know, would begin to act as wise as God, trying to act as wise as God. But that's here now. See, trying to go to the moon, and there ain't no chance, and no chance in the world. But see, it's just the same thing now. Will be now as it was in the day of old, you know, Noah's time too. Because those men tried to build that temple, that place, all the way to the heavens, see? They built it so high until he changed the language. Oh, see? When it called for brick, it would sound like mortar. When it called for mortar, it would sound like bricks. Right there where he changed the language, see? And split up the different language among one another. And then they left there and went different parts, you know, of the countries and things. But he said that all these different things would happen, what is happening, mothers against daughters, the weakest side of people, and father against son, and all that, and all these things, you know, would come. It's here. And women come passing men, and men come passing women, and all those kind of things, you know,
what's
everything is coming. Huh?
Compassing.
Acting as one.
Oh, I see.
It's compassing. And so, and they got all that here now, every bit of it, you see. And then it said that and he would if you don't obey him, well, he will show your natural tips. And he talking to women, you know, and men, supposed to be most special women, you know. And they will come the day that they'll show their necklace and wouldn't care, you see. And now you walk down the street and when I see a woman with a pair of, you know, shorts on, that's what said draws on. And going by the business, you see, think nothing about it. The days done come. They're like he said, you see. And all those things, everything he said was going to come is here, almost. But that's a few. But he says 6 months before the end of time, they'll be stinging locusts, you see, coming. Now, when you read up on the Bible, you can get the book in how you want to, and then see. You read it from the Bible, read it well, you'll see. And these beasts is rising up out the sea, you know. And this three beasts, you see. It ain't made for one more to rise. Let's keep it up. But these beasts is rising up out the sea. And how great they are and how terrible that they are, you know. How some with these iron teeth and some with so many. This last one was supposed to come up, you know, with them same horns and all them different things of that time. It's on the way fast, you see. And but that's not out there in the water, you know. You see, it's rising up, I see. And that's nations, that's kingdoms, you know. Because it's a kingdom be against kingdom, you see. And nation against nation. And the beasts, the mighty men of war, you know, that want to destroy this, I'm going to take this and I'm going to take that, and I'll call them blood. You see, that's a beast, because it's got a beast spirit. And then the mighty beast. And then it goes on to say, who can make war with this man, this last beast? You know, and he, I think he's coming the second time, but and mighty. But anyway, he did come twice, and he was coming twice, however. But anyway, it says 6 months before the end of time, all these things will come, these stinging locusts, and I don't believe that it's a bug, you know, or nothing like that, see? It's something that they torment people, you know what I mean? And it's going to be peoples too, as the locals, you know, coming through with all kind of diseases and all kind of different thing. I don't, you know, with something that they can put out to try to kill people and different things. And then how it's going to be But it say gonna stain everybody that haven't got the seal of God in their forehead. Everybody that haven't got the seal of God. And then you look for death and death will flee from you, see? It's getting bad. You pray, but the prayers is not gonna be answered because it's closed up. Time is out. Those who are saved will be saved. Say, he that is filthy, let him be filthy still. He that is right, let him be right still, see? And he that is unholy, let him be unholy still. So the time is just out. It's just closed up. Like a man when he shed his stove, you know, at night. You ain't bought groceries, just ain't bought it. I closed up, that's all, you see? And so it's going to be terrible in that way. That's why I see it. And so that it's coming to eager from the south. I don't know how and where. Says so and these last days, so the eagle shall come from the south and shall spread forth her wing, and the Ethiopian shall take the land. So that's 6 months for end of time. So they'll rule for a little while and then end time. See, that's where the war is coming through then. It's going to be terrible. Killing, destroying. It's going to be a lot. Everything went and everything started from Adam's time. Had to be some bloodshed. You notice that? I read that up and noticed it. See, in Adam's time, when he put Adam and Eve out to God, that was the only two members he had. And when they sinned, he put them out.
Beulah Land, Beulah Land. Stop and tell.
death in the morning, oh, death in the morning, spare me over in another year. Well, death walked up to the center gate. To believe you have waited now a little too late. Your fever now's 102. Have a narrow chance if you ever pull through. They cried, oh, death. Crying, oh, death in the morning. Oh, death. They spare me over in another year. Hey, what is this I see? Cold ice and hands all over me. He say, I am death, no one can excel. I opened the doors of death in hell. He cried, Lord, death. Now, oh, death in the morning, oh, death. Just spare me over in another year. No, you heard God, people. Sing and pray, you would not heed, you just walked away. You would not even bend your knee, now you got to come and go with me. They cried, Lord, death. Now, death in the morning, oh, death. Just spare me over another year. Well, I'll fix your feet so you cannot walk. Fix your tongue where you cannot talk. Close your eyes and you cannot see. And you got to come and go with me. She cried, Lord, death. Now, oh, oh, death in the morning. Oh, oh, death. Death spare me over another year. Well, death consider my age. And do not take me in this day. Because all of my wealth is at your command. If you just remove your cold icy hand, you cry, no, no. Now, oh, death in the morning, no, oh, no. Lord, spare me over in another year. Isn't that right? Poor mother standing by the bed. Well, an aching heart and a hung down head. And the doctor looked around very sad. Such the worst old case I ever had. He cried, Lord, death. Now, oh, oh, death in the morning. Oh, oh, death. Death spare me over in another year. He said, mother, I got feet and I can't walk. I got a tongue, mother, I can't talk. I got eyes and I can't see. Nothing but death got the shackles on me. Now, Lord, death. Now, oh, death in the morning. Oh, oh, death. This spared me over in another year.
This girl, she was a girl that said she thought that she was so pretty. Everybody always told her she was pretty. And she just said, oh, she just was it, you know. And her parents was rich and everything and had plenty. And she was the only one and she had plenty. So she told her mother that she was going to marry the prettiest man in the world. That she wouldn't be made ashamed, no way, no. So her mother told her, says, all right. Then she wanted the prettiest man in the world. Everybody come along to try to marry this girl. She, no, 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 no. So the devil, he knows, you know. The devil made himself pretty, which he are pretty. He made himself most beautified and charming. Magnificent, you know, to look at, see. Very easy on the eyes. He come up to the door, and they're all dressed up, you know, and he know how to charm her, you see. He coming up there to the house, and he had his big rubber tie burger, you know. They had burgers in those days, fine burger, and his fine horse. His harness had looked as civil to her. Everything was charming to her eyes. You know, he knew what to do. And the beggar just looked at that like the spoke was gold. Hey, Lord, that's beautiful. Woo! And he was just it. He stepped out from there and all his diamonds and everything and all his glittering pins. Ooh. And he had his charm from head to feet. And his pants, you know, had on it looked like he could shave himself with that crease in it, you know. Oh, he was set aside. And so that time she seen him. And all those charms just went all through her because he knew how to do it. And she said, Mama said, this is the prettiest man in the world. Look, he'll stop at this house. Look at him. And so they looked out and so said, sure, he's a pretty man. He comes to the door and he talking, and he wanted to see the girl and so all that. And so then she walked out, you know. She wanted to see him, let him see her. She's all dressed to kill. Sit and talk with him, talk. So she, he had to do it after the marriage. Now she's ready because she wants nobody else to get him. So she would marry. All right. See, they're ready to marry. That dude go marry right there. And we got the preacher, brought her back there and married. She had to go home with him. He had such a fine home. He told her all about his nice home, how beautiful it was, and oh, he just told everything. She could look at him and tell he was all right. And so they started out. She left mother and everything that day. Started on out. And went through beautiful towns. See, most pretty homes. She said, oh, I wish I hope my home be pretty like that. He said, yes, go be pretty in that. Pretty in that. Every town you go to and every big place you see, she wished about it. You know, he said, yours gonna be pretty in that. Don't worry, it's pretty in that. So finally, he comes to get into the country and missing houses. So she wasn't looking at him then. She was waiting to see another town or another pretty house or something. She could see a smoker far away, you know, quite naturally, you know, it's a town somewhere. And it's going on and going and going and going, and she wasn't even noticing. After a while, she noticed that she began to, you know, joke up and down that way, you know, just bumping. So she looked and saw how she was bumping, you know, the road wasn't riding smooth no more. She looked around at that, he done turned. Two great big old horns up on his head and a great big red eyes, a wide mouth, and looking at it. She looked at his hands and looked at that, he, old devil complete. Look at the horse, it's a grasshopper. The devil's brain was a road car.
The what?
It was tied to a road car. You know, more road car. One see, that's why she's bouncing so. Then she sat there. Then she was scared to death. Too far from home to look back. Didn't know what to do. Just sat right there. She's just scared. He drove on to his home. Got out, didn't even tell her to get out. Just got on out. So she stepped out the thing, went to cry. She didn't know what to do. So old devil's wife, he see them. She come on, she come to the door and she called us. Girl, I know my husband pulled you down here. So this is the devil's place. He's my husband, the devil. Oh, she was so outdone. She told her he fooled her. Told her how. She said, I know. I said, that's what he do. He fools people. Yeah. So if you want to get away, she said, I know you do. Say, so I'm gonna help you get away. I'm gonna tell you how to get away. So you go out there to the lot and you'll see two horses. So now, two of them horses, both of them horses coming to the gate. And one of the horses is going to say, catch me. And the other horse is going to say, don't catch me. He said, and I'm going to give you a piece of iron, a grain of wheat, and one drop of water. So you're going out to the lot. And when you get there and meet these horses, so you see the big lot? She do it, yeah. So you get the horse that said, don't catch me. So when you get, you go up that road, and you get up the road, so you, about 5 miles, so you'll see big signs all the way. Every 5 miles is marked. So, and you get by 5 miles, so you drop this grain of wheat. And you go on, you get 5 miles further, then you drop this iron. So the next 5 miles, you drop this water. All right. So, she said, then you'll get back home. And then, you know, be taught how not to follow the devil. All right, she went out there to the lot, and the horses come up to the gate. One said, catch me. One said, don't catch me. Don't catch me. And so, the other said, catch me. Said, don't catch me. So she got on the horse and said, don't catch me. She got on him. And boy, her and that horse went on by his business. The word was, don't catch me. He meant that. Don't catch me when he get on, because he goes. And he went to going. Old devil Rooster's noise, that's all his yard dog he have, you know. Old Rooster, he's walking around that great big scepter, boom, boom. He sees she's gone. He sees the horse is gone. He went on out to the devil's workshop out there. Devil out there, that's a workshop. In the workshop, bam, 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 knocking on iron and tin. It's a workshop. old rooster, he come out there, he says to the devil, he says, "That young lady you brought here is gone away." Old devil, he knock. He ain't know it. He ain't heard it. He near. Rooster flutters up. "That young lady you brought here is gone away." He thought he understood it. He stopped and listened. Old rooster crowed again. "So that young lady you brought here is gone away." Ah, he threw everything down. He run to the lot, and that was "Don't Catch Me" gone. He got on "Catch Me," and him and "Catch Me," him and "Catch Me." Got behind her. Got way up there about 5 miles. This was one wheat done turned to a great wheat field. He had to go back home and get his wheat cut and cut it down to see how to get it on through there. So he cut that wheat down, and him and old "Catch Me," they was gone. They was gone. And so got way up the north. That's a great big thing. Way up was so high he couldn't hardly go nowhere to get over it. He couldn't get around it, so he had to go back. That was the iron bridge. He had to go back home and get his iron saw and saw that bridge in two. He got the bridge sawed in two. And then he pulled out behind again. And him and that horse, they got way up there. You see that ocean of water. That one drop had made an ocean of water. There. He left this. He run then back and got his oxen. He got some drink oxen in hell. He got them oxen and come back. When he come back, then he tell the oxen to drink, ox drink. Drank ox drank, and then he look and see "Don't Catch Me" floating, coming on back across the water. Should have made it safe and coming back. And so it's after 100 things had landed, because "Don't Catch Me" had done put her landing. So that's just a great text, you know, if you understand it. You see how the devil can tempt you and get you into tribulation, but you got to put something between you and him.
Where did you learn that story?
I learned that when I was a little child with Aunt Margaret and Miss Carter. Used to sit down and talk with, you know, that's my grandmother's first girl, Aunt Margaret is, and I call her Annie. So anyhow, they used to sit down and talk that, and then they'd talk about how to, you know, and my grandmother too talking. They talk about how, but Aunt Margaret, the first thing I ever heard say it, and tell it, you know, that my grandmother first girl. She was wonderful.
How old was she, honey?
She was old, and she walked with a stick then. I don't know how old she was. Walked bent over, didn't hop it, long steps to it. I used to go down and stay, you know, sometime when I don't beat Uncle Seco play, in town I stayed Aunt Margaret. And most of the time I beat Uncle Seco, but when a big show be in town, I stayed Aunt Margaret. Right on the side of the street, right on Broad Street there in Dawson.
That's when I was little.
Oh, you know it then. It scared me so bad, and I tell the children about it, you know. Ooh, that old beggar turned into a road car, that old horse turned to a grasshopper, and he done got the horn, and he done turned red and looking at her, rolling his big eyes. Like, ooh, I see this so much. And I see this so much, I never forget the story, you know. And then I hear them talking about how you shouldn't be proud, you know, and all stuck on yourself, looking over everybody, you see. Because you have to look over this good thing, this bad thing here, you think is bad, that's the good thing. You reach out there and get the devil, the beautified thing. Because then they go on and say that pretty skin deep and ugly to the bone, you know. And pretty fades away and ugly keeps its own. And so that's why they were showing the people about all those things. You know, I remember how they used to tell that thing. Oh, I guess around 8 or 10 in that car. We left home when I was between 11 and 12. I just around 8 or 10, because I used to sit down and listen to them. I knew I heard before then, but I remember it long and then. And Margaret used to tell that thing and sign up and just take her hand and just preach about how the devil will fool you. the devil will fool you down in here. But here at the point is, when you're leaving the devil, put something between him. Uh-huh. And I couldn't see what in the world that could be between him. And, you know, until I got a good side then and tell the story, then it come to me, you see, that wheat was put there, something, then that iron bridge, and then the water. But you got to cross on over, see, you got to put something between him. And just like I hear some folks say about married people, they say they ain't parted because they ain't got no divorce, you see. You got to put something between it. The same thing with the devil, you know, and all that kind of stuff, see. So that's just the way that was.
And welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and the hour is almost up. We just heard a whole bunch of Bessie Jones-related tracks, and I went against what I'd said at the start when I said that I thought we were going to ping-pong around in a lot of different areas of gospel music, but I just sort of got stuck with this just the wonderful gift of Alan Lomax's recordings of Bessie Jones, which is all what we heard. Starting with the most recent was A Fable About a Girl Who's Engaged to the Devil, from a series of recordings that Lomax conducted in his own kitchen in New York City in 1961. Before that, we heard a solo recording from the same year, Oh Death, by Bessie Jones. Before that, the Georgia Sea Island Singers, who she joined up with in 1963, did Beulah Land. Before that, we heard another from the same interview session. This was talking about Revelation and Damnation. Before that, we heard Yonder Come Day by Bessie Jones and the Sea Island Singers. Before that, more from 1961, Bessie Jones on civil rights and talking about voting. Bessie Jones died in 1984, aged 82. She grew up in Georgia and then spent time in Florida, and then with her second husband as a migrant farm worker up and down the East Coast, and then settled on the South Carolina coast and in the St. Simons Islands. She was a tremendous educator and just a real just font of knowledge about Black music, culture, and especially the tales. Before that, we heard Sweet Papa Stovepipe with Bessie Jones doing Just a Little Talk with Jesus and You Gotta Reap Just What You Sow off the excellent double CD Get in Union that I highly recommend. I think it's out of print, but, you know, it's out there. And we started off with something very different, the just sort of tremendously fuzzy, hard-rocking Jesus rock of The Search Party and their track The News Is You. Now we're going to end with the Georgia Sea Island Singers with Bessie Jones, Live Humble. Hope you have a wonderful week. Thanks so much for tuning in to Buketon Scorn, the Gospel Radio Hour.
Humble yourself to build and wrong. Live humble, humble yourself to build and wrong. To build and wrong. England song, the Lord done brought our hearts and tongue. I wonder why the sin keep a grumbling bound. He chained hell where he can't get out. The Lord come along about the morrow day. He took the little baby and put his soul away. You best live humble, you best live mine. Best live like a some true born child. The whining sheep is gonna whine us in. A coughing lid is gonna hold us fast. I was standing at the sealed glass. The sealed glass to the magnifier. I'm gonna join God here in the choir. The Lord gonna lift my voice on high. I'm crying
humble. Humble yourself to build and reign and live humble, yeah.
Humble yourself to build and reign. Build and run, give you a song. The Lord has brought our hearts and tongue. It was something like Jericho wall. Away on the island, the waterfall. Zion children got trouble in mind. How long it rain now, can you tell? 40 long days and night it filled. The water got long about the sill of the door. They all ran up into the upper floor. The water got long about the roof of the house. The highest winner and old pigeon crying,
humble, yeah,
humble, humble yourself. The pain and rain, humble, humble, humble. serve the Bill of Rome. Well, the Bill of Rome, the angel of song, the Lord done brought our hearts and tongue. Our God sent Jonah to Nineveh land. Our Jonah went a contrary coast. The captain of the vessel got trouble in mind. He said, go down sailors and search the decks. I see, can't you find no sleeper thou? The sailor went down about a lonely deck there. They found old Jonah there fast asleep. He said, wake up, Jonah, wake up, man. My God Almighty gonna destroy the land. Crying, I'm old, I'm old. Humble yourself, build and round, living humble. Humble, humble yourself, build and round, live humble. Humble, humble yourself, build and round, live humble.